I'm Michael. We farm up in the Cambridgeshire Fens, fourth generation family farm, growing fruit, vegetables, flowers, cereal crops. Yeah, we're here really to protect the rural way of life, rural jobs. We want good quality British produce to put on the plate. We don't want imported food from around the world grown by corporations. And that's really why we're here. We're not here protesting against the tax per se, but given the way farms are structured and the very, very small margins they work to, you know, we cannot afford this tax. It's as simple as that. UK agriculture will disappear very, very quickly under these taxes as they stand today. So we are asking for a softening, not necessarily a complete eradication, but a softening of what they're proposing. And that's why, you know, farmers from up and down the country are here today, because it really, really digs deep. There's people's, you know, health and livelihood, families are on the line. And, you know, this government needs to appreciate that this isn't about a money grab. This is about the whole sort of fabric of rural Britain up and down the country. So they need to go back, they need to listen to people who know more about how the countryside, how farms work, how small businesses work. This actually is not just about farms. This is about every small business up and down the country. You know, businesses that support farms, farms that support businesses, but even other businesses, you know, we're all going to be affected by these changes. Then you put on top of the national insurance changes, the pension changes, the grant systems that they've just cut and stopped. You know, it's all coming at once on the back of a very period of high inflation when we're already, you know, with our backs to the wall, frankly. And so we've got nothing to lose and everything to gain by being here fighting hard for our industry, our rural way of life, and everybody that's connected to it. That's the bottom line. I would like to think there isn't an ulterior motive, but when you see people like the Energy Secretary banding around doing what he's doing in the name of green energy and cheap energy, you know, you really do have to wonder, because these policies are flawed. They're not going to work. And, you know, I think, you know, either they're incredibly incompetent or there is a hidden motive, and, you know, they won't come clean on either. So we'll have to wait and see. Time will tell. And rural Britain, and well, I think the voting public will decide that in the end. But unfortunately, a lot of damage can be done in the meantime.
So my name's Harry Frederick. I am a farmer from Penshurst, which is in Kent, near Tunbridge. We have a few sheep, and then we grow crops, and we sell hay. We left about 6:30 this morning on the A21, headed up, took about 2.5 hours to central London. Quite an experience, so I've not done that before. Not the easiest commute, so I think I'll get the train next time. Really good. Nice to see lots of people here supporting a good cause, you know, trying to back British farming and saying, you know, some of these new rules you're putting in, they will have unintended consequences of getting rid of a lot of British farmers and the small farmers, and their grounds are going to get bought up by these companies, corporations, and, you know, we're going to end up importing more food, and that's not always a good thing. You know, we need to look after our local food, so that's why I'm here.
I'm Liz Webster, and I'm the founder of Save British Farming, which we set up about 5 years ago, really to highlight the challenges that farming is facing, especially in light of Brexit changes. But not only that, for decades we've faced a real hammering down of prices because of the strength of the supermarkets. And today we're here because of the Labour government's latest budget, which is spelling the death knell of farming as we know it, which is something the British public really need to get awake to and try and join us to stop that happening. So there already are a lot more factories since in the last 5 years there's over 200 mega factories opened in Britain, and that's will be the future, and that people will lose control, as we have no control of the water and the sewage, as we all know, that food will go down that same route, that you'll have no control over standards because it'll all be run by big corporations. This government promised that they wouldn't allow Tory trade deals to undercut farmers. They lied. They are actually aggressively trying to stop this judicial review by challenging their right to a cost-capping order, which means they're trying to bankrupt them, so they can't do the judicial review. So it's absolutely essential that everybody gets behind feedback. They need money, they're a non-government association, but that judicial review has got the potential to derail all of these really bad trade deals and get rid of this very unhealthy food that is coming in full of chemicals using methods that are banned here.
Hi, my name is Jeff Gibson. I'm one of the founders of Fairness for Farmers from Kent. I'm a mixed farmer from in between Canterbury and Dover, farming potatoes, free-range pork and a few cattle, all mainly go through our farm shop.
Why are you here today?
I'm here because the threat towards British farming is massive. The people's food security is being put at risk by a petty, vengeful government that want farmers put down, want farmers destroyed, want farmers put out of business.
What's the ulterior motive? Why?
They want the land, they want cheap imports, they want anything that Bill Gates tells them to do, basically. Mass factory farming is absolutely horrific for the environment, and it's horrific for the people that have to eat it. So any form of factory farm becomes more CO2 intensive. The more you can do things in the old-fashioned ways, with a fewer amount of animals, in an outdoor, sustainable system, you're producing something that's a far higher quality, but you can have less of it. By having less of a quality product, like British produce, you're eating food that's more sustainable and better for the environment.
Well, it's hard to see past some of the things. You've got Ed Miliband trying to cover the countryside in solar panels, and you've got Angela Rayner trying to smother the countryside in housing. It's strange, it's very odd timing that they want to take the power away from small individuals and get it more into something that they can control more. But we won't go lying down. We will keep fighting. We will be here. We will keep coming back because we're not going to accept it. We don't lay down.
But it's not just you, it's us. What's going to happen to our food?
To your food? So what will happen is we'll just import more from around the world. And you'll get hormone-fed beef from Brazil that's fed antibiotics constantly. They're cutting down the Amazon rainforest to put massive feedlots in. And you'll just rely on food imports from America. You've got chlorine chicken, you've got again hormone fed beef from America, and it's just more and more. You see, we used to rely on Eastern Europe, now that's on fire, all at war. And what happens when there's a poor harvest in the rest of the world? Our food security is just going to be awful. I think food security is national security, and just taking away the expertise and knowledge from British farmers is just a disaster waiting to happen.
I'm Mick, I'm from Sevenoaks near Kent, in Kent. We're here today to demonstrate about the tax and all the other things that the government are doing to stop us farming, because they don't want us to farm, because my personal opinion is they want to buy the land to build houses on.
What do you think we're going to eat?
Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen about that? We're going to end up with cheap foreign imports. That's what's going to happen.
My name is Spencer Campbell. I'm 19 years old. I'm a farmer in South Suffolk. I farm everything across the country. I travel across the country lambing. Pumpkin harvesting is the latest one. And the reason I'm here really is because I'm scared for our future.
I'm Fergus Campbell. I'm from Kent, Ashford, little village called Pluckley. We've got about 250 breeding sheep, and I do a contracting business on the side that's mainly for family farms and big and that sort of thing. Came up this morning, had a lovely, glorious drive up and a lot of traffic.
So could you tell me why you wanted to come up here?
I feel that there's no future for anyone, and my daughter won't have anything to go on by the time she's like able to be in charge, and there won't be anything for anyone, and it'll all become a big factory farm.
My name's Tom, and we farm beef cattle just on the urban fringe, bottom south London, and I'm here because from what I can see, farming has no future in the UK unless what we do is valued and we receive some kind of sensible remuneration for the hours we put in, the risks we take and the time we spend. Previous government was hell-bent on Brexit and was prepared to make a deal, any deal, in order to prove that they could do so at the detriment to our industry. And this government is determined to bankrupt us by other means. So I'm not entirely sure it really matters what colour tie the politicians are wearing. But I do not feel that agriculture or food production is valued in this country. Certainly not by government.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm Peter Clements and I'm one of three brothers. We farm about 600 acres. And I'm here because I think the inheritance tax is going to change the face of British farming. And I think it's completely unthought through and completely wrong. And it's not only the farming side of things, but I think there are a lot of other things that this government is doing that are wrong, and I can't see them staying in power for very long. So anyway, I'm doing my bit to try and uphold British farming. I think it's ideologically driven. I think the amount of money that the inheritance tax is going to raise is not going to make any difference to the national economy. And they've made a whole lot of promises about income tax, which they haven't raised. And so they're trying to find the money elsewhere. And I think it's a very bad plan.
My name's Ed Carter Griffiths and I'm an agricultural contractor and calf rearer from North Kent. And I'm here today to try and change things, really. The government's been scrutinising British agriculture for far too long and Keir Starmer has been the nail in the coffin for the job, really. There is far too many farms that are going to be pushed out by this new tax he's imposed. And yeah, I'm here to support everybody and try and change something about it. We were here last month on the march and we're here again now to try and really show them that we're being serious and it is going to seriously screw us over. I think they're trying to screw people for tax. I think they only see farms as tax evasion, which, as many know, is not the case. There is a lot of big people out there that are using it, but the likes of everybody here today are not those people. And the problem is you set the threshold far too low and it's absolutely killing. It will kill everybody that's here today, pretty much. And the knock-on effect it will have, it'll affect everybody from the tractor manufacturers, everybody who works for them, people who work in supermarkets, people who buy food, everybody. And something needs to change, and something needs to change pretty rapidly.
Don't you like the way I move when you see me? Don't you like the things that I say? Don't you like the way
reckon he's going to listen this time, Jeff?
No, not in the slightest. This is going to have to escalate. This is going to have to go to all major roads, ports, oil refineries. This is a warning shot for the government today. This is how much the anger is boiling over amongst farmers. If he doesn't listen, we won't just go away. We're not going to just lay down and take this.